Radio Prague News.
The Lower House of Parliament has returned the bill on the 2013 state budget to the government for redrafting. Talks with the six Civic Democrat rebels who are holding out against the government-proposed tax hikes have failed to produce any tangible progress. The confidence of Czech entrepreneurs and consumers in the economy has grown in the past month. The lower house of Czech Parliament returned the 2013 state budget bill to the government for reworking on Wednesday after the cabinet was unable to win support for a package of proposed tax hikes, forcing it to abandon the original draft proposal. Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek said he would resubmit the bill within a month based on lower revenues of approximately 22 billion crowns with respective cuts in expenditure in the public sector. The finance minister has vowed to maintain the deficit in public spending under 3% of the GDP in 2013 at any cost. According to some sources, the finance ministry plans to make fresh cuts in infrastructure and research spending. Analysts have warned against cutting expenditures to stimulate growth. Meanwhile, talks with the six Civic Democrat rebels who are holding out against the government-proposed tax hikes have failed to produce any tangible progress. The Prime Minister's compromise proposal to raise only the lower VAT rate by 1 percentage point from 14 to 15%, while the higher VAT rate of 20% would stay the same, has been rejected by the rebels, as has the concession that a so-called solidarity tax would only be in effect for next year. The rebel MPs want both of the tax hikes to be taken out of the bill completely. A vote on the controversial tax package has been postponed until next Wednesday, giving the two sides more time and space to reach an agreement. Any deal reached with the rebels will have to be approved by the Civic Democratic Party's coalition partners, Top 09 and LIDEM. The Czech Statistical Office has announced that overall confidence in the Czech economy is up by 0.5% in October from what it was a month before. Among entrepreneurs, confidence in the industry and construction sectors are up, with consumer confidence also growing in the past month. Nevertheless, the statisticians warn that year-on-year confidence in the Czech economy has gone down. The Czech Senate has passed a bill that would allow the auctioning of carbon emission permits on Wednesday. The next 7 years in the Czech Republic is expected to have 645 million permits available. A total of 342 million permits will be put up for auction and may bring hundreds of billions of crowns to the state coffers. The Environment Ministry is hoping to use part of the auction profits to support the Green Investment Funding Scheme. Shortly after, the Czech women's tennis captain Petra Pala announced on Wednesday that Petra Kvitová will lead her teammates in the Fed Cup final next week, the sixth seed announced that she is dropping out of the WTA tournament in Istanbul due to illness. Kvitová was diagnosed with bronchitis, but her coach David Kotyza said she may still appear at Prague's O2 Arena next week for the Fed Cup final against the Serbian team. Pala said that in case Kvitová is unable to compete, Klára Zakopalová may step in to join teammates Lucie Šafářová, Andrea Hlaváčková and Lucie Hradecká. Chinese consumers have recently been enticed to purchase electric bicycles by the Czech President Václav Klaus, who appeared on billboards in the Chinese city of Ningbo. The ad, spotted by a Czech reader of the news website iDnes.cz, shows the Czech president happily riding an electric bicycle. The picture was apparently taken 2 years ago when President Klaus was given an electric bike by the Czech branch of the Chinese producer and decided to try it out. The Czech president had sent a signed photograph of the test run to the Chinese company, which it used for its latest ad campaign. The office of the president said on Tuesday that he knew nothing about the billboards and was not asked for consent to use his picture. Most parts of the Czech Republic will remain cloudy and foggy on Thursday, with light rain expected in some places. High temperatures will be between 11 and 15 degrees Celsius. I'm Masha Valinsky, and that's all for the news.